have the fuck, I mean, sorry, fuck, I'm so sorry, dude. I didn't knock. Yeah, my bad. I'm not looking. I'm just oh, okay, you're decent now. Sorry again. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just fuck, what was I doing? Oh, I was looking for the tape measure. I can't find it anywhere, and I'm pretty sure you're the last person who used it, and I need it for to measure something. You know, the thing that the tape, the measuring tape does, is for, what the fuck? Anyways, do you know if you have it around here or where it could be? Your desk? No, don't bother getting up. You can stay in your bed. I'll grab it real quick and get out of your hair. Just stay. So I don't see it here. The drawer? Ah, there it is. In the drawer. Yep, right where you said it would be. You have a great memory and organization. And all right, I'm gonna get out of here. And thanks for this. Thank you. I need it for the one thing, and then I'll bring it right back when I'm finished with it. And or like late like later, a long time later. You know, like not soon, but later. Okay, thanks. Can I ask you something? Okay, yes, that was a question, smartass. Just, were you choking yourself while you were, when I barged in? I thought I saw your other hand. Sorry, that's a really fucking weird thing to ask, and it's certainly not any of my fucking business. I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. Of course you're uncomfortable. I'll just leave and we can forget that like the last 2 minutes ever happened, okay? And I'll oh, what did you yes you were. Oh, do you like it? That's a stupid question. I mean, you probably wouldn't do it if you didn't like it. I mean, it probably feels different doing it to yourself than when it's someone else doing it to you. Does it? Does it feel as good or maybe worse, or you don't know? Like nobody's ever. Oh. But you like how it feels when you do it. Yeah, cool. That's cool. No, it's not weird. Definitely not weird. Well, I don't think you're weird. Don't worry, it's not, you're not yet. Yeah, it's cool. I was just thinking. Have you ever wondered what it's like, though? Like, have you ever wondered what it feels like to have someone else's hand around your throat? Yeah, of course you have. Okay, listen, you can tell me to fuck off right now and we can both forget about this whole interaction. I meant it when I said that before. We can forget about all of this, fuck it. I'm gonna propose something to you, and you can say no and you can call me a fucking freak while you're at it, but do you wanna find out? Do you wanna find out what it feels like to have someone else's hand on your throat? I'm asking if you'd be interested in me choking you. If you want me to choke you platonically. Just to help you out, you know, to foster a more positive and uplifting environment among roommates. Yes. Oh. Okay. Wow, that was the decisive answer. I honestly wasn't expecting that. I was gonna try to convince you by, well, not convince you. I was just going to explain that I kind of know what I'm doing when it comes to choking, like the safest techniques and stuff, but You must really want it, huh? What? Yeah, I said I know what I'm doing. What? Why do you look so surprised? I literally walked in on you choking the hell out of yourself, so don't look at me like I'm the only freak in the room. Look, choking is practically vanilla, I think. I mean, it's not really that absurd of a kink to have. It's kind of the gateway drug to more kinky shit, so really it's responsible to learn how to do it properly. It can be risky, obviously, especially if you're careless and don't know what the fuck you're doing, but once you learn and have some experience under your belt, it's not so intimidating, you know? It's just technique. Yeah, I have some experience. You're in safe hands. Okay, yeah, that was unintentional, but I'm glad you appreciate the pun. So, how do you want to do this? Just do it. All right, well, let me take the lead then. So how about I just lightly hold your neck, like, I'll just cup it without any real force, and we can go from there, yeah? Okay, do you want to lie back down, or... No? However you're most comfortable is best. So I'll just... Is that okay? Yeah, feels like nothing, right? Just barely touching you. I can feel your pulse rushing. I can go harder. Alright, calm your horses. I don't doubt that you can take more. I heard you panting when I walked in. You were going pretty hard, huh? Yeah? Fuck. Okay, let's try a little pressure. You can still breathe completely fine, right? Just like normal. My hand's pretty much just resting on your neck. God, yes, I know it's not hard. Just relax, okay? We'll fucking get rough when we get there. Why did you react like that? When your breath hitched and your eyes widened. You want it rough, don't you? Can you answer me when I ask you a question? Or are you already too far gone? Gonna need to communicate with me if you want to make this work. Don't nod. Say yes or no. Do you want it rough, slut? Okay. Okay, I'll give you what you want, but we need to establish a safeguard first. You may not be able to speak, so I'm gonna need you to decide on a physical gesture that'll tell me when to lay off. For whatever reason, it doesn't matter. I usually suggest 2 taps on my forearm or snapping with your fingers, unless you have something else in mind. What do you think? Taps are okay. Alright. Tap my forearm twice and I'm off. Do that whenever you feel uncomfortable. Understand? Good. And I'll back off if I think you can't take anymore. Oh. You can take it, can you? You want to prove it? You want to show me how much of a slut you are for it, huh? Fuck, yes. Okay, you know what? Lie down, like how you were. Yeah, on your back. Oh, you're so obedient when you're eager. How about that? Good? Yeah, I know you like it, slut. It's written all over your face. Your jaw all slacked for me, eyes rolling back. Oh, you really do like being choked, huh? Your pulse is speeding up. How does it feel? Really fucking good. Wow, what an eloquent slut. Starting to feel a bit fuzzy, aren't you? Brain going empty. Alright, take some deep breaths for me. I stopped because I want to be careful with you. You're still new to this. I know you're not. God damn it, I'll keep going. Just breathe for a second. Do you really want to be a fucking brat when your life is quite literally in the palm of my hand? Just relax for me, please. Thank you. Do you feel okay? Okay, I know you want to keep going. That's good. I'm glad. Yeah. I'm good. I feel good. This isn't about me. Just focus on how you feel. I probably don't need to ask, but shall we proceed? Okay. Same pressure as before. Keep breathing for me. Nice and easy, right? Yeah, just feel it. Is that good? Fuck, was that a moan? Are you getting off on this? Oh, you getting off on your roommate choking you, Fuck. No, that's okay. You can keep your hand on my arm. Just remember to tap out when you need to, understand? Use your words. Good. Don't think I didn't notice your hips bucking. You can touch yourself, you know. I interrupted you and, well, I think we're well past the point of no return, don't you? Plus, I know you really fucking want to. And I'm not one to deny a needy slut. So go ahead. There you go, good slut. Show me what you were doing when I barged in. Show me how you like it. Fuck, you're a goddamn mess down there. Holy shit, so fucking hot. You're really into this, huh? Don't hold your moans back. I want to hear them while I'm still letting you breathe. Fuck. Yeah, just like that. Good slut. Breathe for me. No, don't stop. Keep touching yourself. I'm gonna make you feel good, okay? Yeah, you trust me? Squeeze my arm if you need to. You won't hurt me. How about that? Is this more like what you imagined when I offered to choke you? Finally getting harder to breathe? Need to work for it a bit. I think you were right, slut. You really can take it. Oh, and you take it so fucking well. Fuck, I had no idea my roommate was such a needy fucking slut. You're a sight for sore eyes, you know that. The portrait of a pathetic little pain slut. So, have you reached a conclusion yet, slut? Does this feel as good as when you do it to yourself? Or is it better when I'm choking you? Does it feel better when your roommate's hand is the one clutching your throat? Oh, yeah, it does. I know, it's so much better. You're close, aren't you? Yeah. You want to come with my hand wrapped around your fucking throat, huh? Oh, you're so close to feeling exactly what you've been craving. What you've imagined in your sick little fantasies. So why don't you finish it off nicely for me, yeah? Give me a show. You need it so bad, don't you? Need that sweet fucking relief. You can come for me. Come on, slut. Whine in my grasp while you make a goddamn mess. Be a good slut for me and come. Oh, that's it. Oh, look at you go. What a good slut. Moaning so stupid for me. That's it. Stupid slut just needed an extra hand to get off. Deep breaths. Keep writing it out. You're doing so fucking good. Feels so good. That's it. Oh, fucking perfect. You okay? Yeah? Okay, good. You're breathing fine and everything feels okay? Okay. So, I take it you enjoyed that? Me? Yeah, that was fine, yeah. I mean, yeah, it felt good. I liked it. I'll go grab you some water, I'll be right back. Oh, you already have some. No, I'll get some fresh water, some ice water. It's better for actually, let me grab this. It's the tape measure, and I'll just thanks for just I'll see you later.